Being online boosts chances of being in love. People who have internet access at home are more likely to be in a relationship, with the web gaining an importance as a meeting place for those seeking love, according to US research. Researchers from Stanford University said the internet is especially important for bringing together same-sex couples. The internet may also soon replace friends as the main way in which Americans meet their partners. Although prior research on the social impacts of the internet use has been rather ambiguous about the social cost of time spent online, our research suggests that the internet access has an important role to play in helping Americans find mates, said Michael Rosenfield, an associate professor of sociology. The study, which was presented at the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in Atlanta on Monday, showed that 82% of people in the study who had internet access at home also had a spouse or romantic partner, compared to 62% of those who did not have internet access. The study used data from a winter 2009 survey of 4,002 adults across the United States. Slightly more than 3,000 had a spouse or romantic partner. Rosenfield and Reuben Thomas of City University of New York found the internet is the one social area that is unambiguously gaining importance as a place where couples meet. It is possible in the next several years the internet could eclipse friends as the most influential way Americans meet their romantic partners, displacing friends out of the top position for the first time since the early 1940s, Rosenfield said in a statement. The researchers said they found the internet was especially important for finding potential partners in groups where the supply is small or difficult to identify, such as in the gay, lesbian and middle-aged heterosexual communities. Rosenfield said that among the couples who met within 2 years of the survey, 61% of same-sex couples and 21% of heterosexual couples met online. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Lee Hammond.